What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
One of the most thrilling things about the Olympic Games is watching the greatest athletes in the world gather to break records and set new standards. But what if those standards were pushed even further? The enhanced games don't just allow performance-enhancing drugs. They encourage them. And they're set to hold their first event this year. Their president is Aaron D'Souza. He's with us now. Aaron, could you start by telling us what exactly the enhanced games are and who is going to compete?
Well, Jonathan, the enhanced games are the third version of the Olympic Games. Remember, the Olympics started in ancient Greece. They were reinvented in 1896 for an era of empire and colonialism. And now we're reinventing them for the 21st century, for an era of science and of technology.
But the point of those games was that you had somebody who was at the peak of their physical fitness, the athletes, the champions, who competed against each other to find out who's the best. You're proposing giving them steroids.
Well, actually, the Olympic Games themselves have changed over time. If you remember, within our lifetimes, the Olympics allowed in professional athletes. For the longest time, the Olympics thought that being a professional athlete was a form of cheating, an unfair advantage that one could have. And so the science is actually very well established. According to research funded by the International Olympic Committee, 44% of athletes at the Olympics or in World Championship sporting events have used banned performance-enhancing drugs within the last year, yet only 1% get caught. The drug testing doesn't work. So, in fact, we're really not even adding performance enhancing to the Olympics. We're really just doing it all out in the open, okay, in an honest, transparent format.
But who in their right mind, if they respect themselves as an athlete, is going to say, yeah, I'm taking part, but I'm absolutely hyped up on steroids here, so it doesn't matter, but I'm going to win because I've taken drugs. Who'd subject themselves to that?
Well, the reality is that Olympians know that the top athletes are taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Not all of them. Aaron, you can't say all of them are.
Well, 44%, according to the Olympics' own research.
Yeah. And again, going back to my question, who exactly is going to take part with the knowledge that the world is going to know that they're on drugs?
Well, it's a fair and it's a level playing field. And we have world-class athletes like James Magnussen, 16-time world champion, an Australian swimming icon, who signed up to compete at the Games and competing for a $1 million prize to break the first 50 freestyle world record.
And do you not think that the public is a little bit wise to this and will say, OK, you're on drugs, I don't care. I mean, you're cheating.
No, it's not cheating at all. It's a fair
it's cheating
and open.
On, it's cheating level. On nature, Aaron.
It's a different form of nature. So if you look at the technologies that have been used to advance world records, the springy shoes on the track, the super suits in the pool, science is real. It's a part of our everyday life. And it's a way to improve human performance. And I think it's a really powerful message to the world to say that science is here. And science can make us better human beings, and we can overcome the limits of our biological forms.
Okay, but we do have limits as biological forms, and that if someone who's an athlete is overcoming them to a certain degree. If you're taking drugs, are you not putting yourself at risk? Because by their nature, there are side effects. Yes, they may make you super fast or they may make you super strong, but their consumption brings with it an inherent risk.
Yes, there are risks, and they've been well studied. I would point to a survey done by Professor David Nutt of Imperial College London, published in The Lancet, which is one of the most prestigious medical journals in the world, in 2012, which assessed the total societal risk of a variety of recreational and performance-enhancing compounds. And do you know what the highest risk compound is?
Well, it's probably alcohol, isn't it?
Alcohol, yeah. By a fair margin, yeah. And heroin is number two. And then at the far other end of the spectrum, among the safest, is anabolic steroids. And so the science is very well settled and established on the safety and the efficacy of these compounds.
What are you saying to parents who are listening in their cars right now with their kids? And the message they're trying to tell them is don't take drugs. Don't expose yourself to the risks of taking illegal drugs. And if they are athletes, if they are 15, 16, 17, they want to play rugby, they want to be at the best of their game. Well, you know, sure, there's an international games for people who take drugs. Now, it's going to be okay for me to do it as well. I mean, it's a very dangerous message we're sending to a younger generation, is it not?
Absolutely not. I think the message that we send is believe in science, believe in medicine. Medical
what
technology
about believe
is
in physical
here.
Ability, believe in performance, believe in practice, blood, sweat and tears. Why can't we just believe in that?
Well, there is a form for that in the Olympic Games. And we're creating a new forum for those who believe in science and medicine and the ability of technology to fundamentally improve the human condition. Ever since the COVID pandemic, as we all know, the credibility of the scientific establishment has taken a massive hit. And I'm hoping that the Enhanced Games can be a part of that movement to restore the credibility of science and of medicine and inspire young people to take up careers in medicine and science.
You referenced James Magnussen, the Australian swimmer. Who else have you got? I mean, who else is going to sign up to these? He's not going to swim the 50 meters on his own.
Well, you know, we have thousands of athletes who have reached out to us and have expressed interest, many of whom are competing at the Paris Olympics, because so, I would note.
But they're not. You're not going to tell us their names, though, are you?
Not until after the Paris Olympics, because they're competing as natural athletes at the Paris Olympics.
Okay. So in other words, there's loads of cool kids want to get involved, but they go to another school.
Well, you know, the reality is, and the problem is that most Olympians earn little to nothing for being extraordinary. So the average Olympian in the United Kingdom earns less than £30,000 a year. Yet the Olympic Committee earns billions of dollars a year in television revenues. They find the opportunity to pay their top executives millions of dollars a year. They fly around in private jets and literally live in palaces, but they can't find the money to pay the Olympian.
And you think about it, that's a reasonable argument you can actually make, and perhaps the most you can do. Aaron D'Souza, president of the Enhanced Games, thanks very much for joining us. Would you watch the Enhanced Games knowing that they're all hyped up on whatever drugs are available to make them perform well? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.